الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, in continuing with the أصول السنة, we have reached page 70 from 77. Sheikh Rabih حفظه الله says in explanation of أصول السنة of Imam Ahmad, Allah, he says, يعني يجب أن نحترمهم, يعني نحترم الصحابة, we must respect the companions, ونقدرهم, and honor them, وأن نعرف منزلتهم عند الله, we should know their level with Allah, لأن لهم منزلة عند الله, because they have a level with Allah, يجعل مد أحدهم أو نصيفه مما ينفقه كبار التابعين كيف بك أنت. So if the kibar التابعين were to give charity of even one mud, يعني, or even half of that, two hands put together, that measure is called one mud. Even half of that he was to give charity, he will not if the sahaba was to give only that, then your Uhud, the size of Uhud in gold, would not even reach that. That's regarding the tabi'een. How about you? يعني هؤلاء الذين يطعنون في أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عظموهم وما عرفوا منزلتهم. So those who revile and curse and speak ill of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, they haven't glorified and exalted them, nor did they come to know them in reality. بل استهانوا بها, but they fell short and they spoke ill of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. They belittled the affair. They belittled the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. الذي يدافعون عن هذه الأصناف ويتولونهم ما عرفوا قدرهم. So those who defend these types of people, speak against the these types of people, this category of the best of the people, the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, you will find that they do not really know them. Those who speak against the Sahaba, they haven't know their level. ولا عرفوا منزلتهم وإلا كيف يتولون هؤلاء الذين يسبون أصحاب رسول الله. So if they come to know the level of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, how is it that they hang around and they mix with and they cooperate with those who revile the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. تنشر الكتب وتطبع التي تسب أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So books are printed speaking ill of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, ويروج لها ويدافع عنها, and يعني that those claims and those slogans are made against the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم in these books, نحن من أهل السنة, and then they say we are from أهل السنة when they cooperate with those who write books against the Sahaba. لا والله لا والله لا والله, this is not the way of أهل السنة about Allah. إن أهل السنة براء من هذه الأصناف, أهل السنة are free from these types of people who cooperate with those who revile the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله said, قال والنفاق هو, and the hypocrisy is, الكفر, disbelief, أن يكفر بالله ويعبد غيره, and that is to disbelieve in Allah and to worship other than Allah. And here he's talking about the nifaq al-i'tiqadi, the nifaq in belief, not nifaq al-amali. Nifaq amali, anyone can fall into that and he's still a Muslim. Like for example, and he will mention examples, إذا حدث كذب وإذا تمن خان, when he speaks he lies, and when he is entrusted he deceives. وإذا وعد أخلف, and when he promises he goes against his promise. So Imam Ahmad rahimullah says that person who was upon nifaq al-i'tiqadi, like the munafiqun at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, they, what do they do? Just as Imam Ahmad says, ويظهر الإسلام بالعلاني في العلانية, they will openly profess Islam, يعني in the علانية, in that which is apparent. They will openly profess Islam. They maybe pray with you, they maybe show you that they're with you, but in reality, what's in their hearts is a disease. مثل المنافقين الذين كانوا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, just like the منافقون who at the time of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. والنفاق, so Sheikh Rabih Hafidhullah says النفاق هو أن يظهر الإسلام ويبطن الكفر. Nifaq, hypocrisy in belief, is you clarify, or apparently you show Islam but you hide your disbelief. عبد غير الله أو ما عبده, whether he worship other than Allah or not. قد يكون زنديقا, he may be a heretic. لا يعبد الله, he may not worship Allah. ولا يعبد غيره, nor will he worship other than him. مثل الشيوعي, like the communists, they don't worship anybody, any deity. يظهر الإسلام ويبطل الكفر. So that hypocrite in belief, he is the one who professes Islam and he hides his disbelief. ولو لم يعبد غير الله هو منافق أو عبد أو عبد غير الله فهو منافق. So even though he doesn't worship other than Allah, he's still considered to be a munafiq, so long as he professes Islam and he hides his nifaq. هذا الشاهد هو تعريف المنافق هو من يظهر الإسلام نفاقا وكذبا وتقية ويبطن الكفرة. So this is the one who is a hypocrite. He hides Islam hypocritically with lies and تقية deception, and he hides his كفر. كثير من الناس يقولوا أنا من أهل السنة والجماعة. Many people say I'm from أهل السنة والجماعة. وهو مبتدع, and he's in reality an innovator. In reality, he's an innovator. ينطوي على البدع. You find him يعني, being easy folding upon or following the بدع. نعم. Where are we? ويتظاهر. ويقول أنا من أهل السنة. And openly he says, I'm from أهل السنة. And what does he do? He hides his hypocrisy. He hides his, and he says, هذا من النفاق. This is from hypocrisy. But does it mean that he's a disbeliever? He only becomes a disbeliever if he has what? Bid'a i'tiqadiyya. Bid'a in belief. Bid'a in nifaq i'tiqadi. As for nifaq in action, many innovators, they do that anyway. That doesn't take them out of Islam. But they use these deception and ploys and plots and plans that they do. وَيَقُلْ نَحْنُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْعَلَامَاتِ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَا أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَ. So they say we are from the Ahl Sunnah, but the signs show that they cooperate and they are يعني having their wala with the أهل البدع, the innovators. وَيَضَعُونَ الْمَنَاهِجِ لِحِمَايَتِهِمْ, and they also have methodologies to protect the innovators. Just like that book we told you about, Manhaj al-Salaf. And really it is Manhaj al-Khalaf. Why? To defend the أهل البدع. So not everybody who says Manhaj al-Salaf is upon the Manhaj al-Salaf. نحن نريد شبابا أذكياء فطناء. We would like shabab youths who are smart, intelligent. عندهم ولاء كل الولاء لله ولرسوله. They have all love for Allah and His Rasul. وللمؤمنين, and for the believers. ولا رأسهم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And at the head of them, the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا رأينا خللا, if we see some deficiency في هذا الولاء, in this love, فهناك خلل في العقيدة, then there is خلل in عقيدة. والله, we find people isolate themselves, they keep away from their brothers. This is خلل والله. As if you have, يعني, what's your brother done for you? What's your brother done? If he's upon the way of أهل السنة والجماعة, and he quotes your علماء, the same علماء, the elders that you quote. نعم. Doesn't speak against them, he loves them and he follows their path, and yet you find them isolating themselves and not even with a smile, just like harshness. What is this? هذا لا ينبغي, هذا خلل والله. This is deficiency in their manhaj, in their ولاء البراء. Deficiency والله. فإذا رأينا خللا في هذا الولاء, فهناك خلل في العقيدة, خلل خطير وضياع كبير, وضياع كبير. But we are patient. We are patient because we know the situation is not that easy. The situation is difficult. The situation is not so apparent as other situations are. So we are patient. Just like the ulama are patient with these affairs. Because we don't want diya al-kabir. We don't want the, as Sheikh Rabi says, diya al-kabir. We don't want the diya al-kabir. Or the great loss or problems that were caused. هذا المنافق, ها المنافق هو الذي يبطن الكفر. So the منافق, which is in belief, is the one who he hides disbelief in his heart. ويظهر الإسلام في العلانية, and he shows Islam openly. مثل المنافقين الذين كانوا على عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just like the منافقون at the time of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, بعض الناس يظن أن النفاق كان في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وانتهى. غلط. حذيفة رضي الله عنه يقول النفاق اليوم أشد منه في عهد رسول الله في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالوا كيف؟ قال كان المنافقون في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخفون نفاقهم, أما اليوم فإنهم قد أظهروا نفاقهم. سبحان الله. شيخ ربيع حفظه says that Sheikh Islam Taymiyyah, he says some people think that نفاق الاعتقاد he's referring to was only the time of Sahaba. Was only time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's only the time that people used to hide their kufr and profess Islam. Sheikh Rabi says no. Sheikh Tamimi says no. Rather, as Hudayfa radiallahu anhu, he said, the one who used to know the hypocrites of Medina, because he was Sir Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to say that nifaq now, in his time, after the death of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is worse than the nifaq then. Because then, he says, now is worse. Ashad minh. They said, how? He says, because the munafiqun at the time of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hypocrites then, they used to hide their hypocrisy. And now they profess it. They show your hypocrisy in their face. So they will openly say, we are cooperating with Al-Bid'ah. You like it or not. We're going to go to them and sign a pledge with them. Look at that. We're going to sign a pledge with them. With the Sufis, people of shirk, we're going to openly, yani, share with them. والآن موجود بكثرة خاصة خاصة في الحركات السياسية. And now he said it's many, especially, and this nifaq that some of those have portrayed. We're not saying the nifaq i'tiqadi, i'tiqad amali. They're portraying that. We don't look in their hearts. We don't say they have left Islam, but they portray those traits of nifaq in action. You cooperate with the innovators like that. Sallallahu salama. والآن موجود بكثرة. And now there are many, خاصة في الحركات السياسية, especially those political groups. كما شهد به بعضهم, just like some of them have bore witness to. وقال بعضهم, and some of them have said, ما عرفت سياسيا لا يكذب. Some of them, and it has become true, that it is said, I have not known a political person except that he lies. Except, you can see that with MPs even in this country. يعني the biggest lies, they say the MPs, they steal, they cheat, they lie. And it regards the people's wealth and so on. This is what is being said by the people. However, what benefit is that going to benefit us to be speaking about that? To be speaking about these affairs. The benefit that's going to benefit us is to go back to our tawheed and aqeedah and our methodology and our manhaj, sunnah. Well, so Sheikh Rabi said, and some of them say that. وقال, because siyasa makes you like that, because you're trying to please the people, not please Allah Azza wa Jal. وقال بعضهم السياسة النفاق. Some of them said siyasa is hypocrisy. كثير من السياسيين عندهم نفاق. Many of the political activists, they have hypocrisy. عملي, hypocrisy in action. He says to you one thing, read my lips, no more taxes, and then he raises the taxes. في الأحزاب السياسية. And so these political, that's why these ahzab, these political parties. ومن علامات هذا النفاق, and from the signs of this نفاق, تولي أهل البدع. From the signs of this نفاق, نفاق العملي, is to cooperate with the innovators. ووضع المناهج الخطيرة, and to put out methodologies which are dangerous. لمقاومة مناهج أهل السنة وهدمها, to destroy the مناهج of أهل السنة. مثل منهج الموازنات, like this منهج of موازنات, which is يعني, we will mention the good of the innovators as well as the bad, because they also brought some good, so we mention the good. Sheikh Saif Ozan says, if you mention the good, you are calling to them. And if you are meant in a maqam of tahdhir, you don't mention the good, because you are warning them, warning against them. So you there's no need to mention the good. You don't say, oh, he does shirk with Allah, he calls upon other than Allah, but he does qiyam al-layl. What good is qiyam al-layl and he's got shirk? So you don't go around mentioning his good. You're calling to him. Mention what he does to warn against him. To warn against him from his innovations that he has brought. نعم, منهج الموازنات. والمنهج الواسع الأفيح الذي يسع الأمة كلها. المنهج الواسع, likewise, منهج الواسع is open. يعني, they try to bring everybody and anybody. And so, for example, you found the Ihya Turath, Abdurrahman Abdul Khaliq, what he used to do. He wrote a whole book about the 72, that the Jama'at, these ones, Ikhwan and Tabligh, all of them. We cannot say that from the 72. We cannot say they're from the 72 sects that are threatened of the fire. We don't say they're in the fire, we say they are threatened with the fire. Because if they die upon what they are upon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened them, because He said, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي رسول الله؟ قال الجماعة. In one narration, in one other narration he said, ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. That is the saved sect, that which I and my companions are upon, the جماعة. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna said, who's the جماعة? He said, they are the Sahaba. They are the Sahaba. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Al Jama'atu ma wafaqa al haq wa law kunta wahdak. The Jama'ah is whatever adheres to the truth, even if you be on your own. So, this manhaj al-wasi' of putting all of these misguided groups into Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, this is misguidance. Because these are newly invented. Muhdatha, Shaykh Ubayd said, they are newly invented. الذي يسع الأمة كلها وغير ذلك من الأصول التي وضعت لمحاربة أهل السنة وللذب عن أهل البدع والضلال. And other than these methodologies which have been put forward to make easy the affair of these misguided groups, to make sure that they are acceptable. قال إمام أحمد رحمه الله وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كنا فيه فهو منافق. He quoted the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, three traits. If one has him, he is a hypocrite. يعني this is hypocrisy in action. هذا على التغليظ, يعني على التغليظ, as a warning. نرويها كما جاءت, we will narrate it as it has come without explanation. ولا نفسرها, يعني without actually watering it down, so that the people يعني take heed that the person may fall into nifaq, even the greater nifaq he may fall into, if he يعني has these traits. Eventually, maybe after a while, he will have the traits of nifaq al-i'tiqadi. نعم. Afterwards. So that's why a person keeps away from these traits. Keeps away from the traits. As the Messenger said, لا ترجع بعد كفارا ضلالا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. Don't become after me disbelievers, misguided, striking the necks of each other. And that is a hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad. This one is in Bukhari, the other one is in Muslim Imam Ahmad, the first one. ومثل سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر. Reviling a Muslim is sin, and killing him is kufr, is disbelief. نعم. ومثل من قال لأخيه يا كافر فقد باء به أحدهما. And whoever says to his brother, oh disbeliever, it falls on one of the two. ومثل كفر بالله تبرأ من نسب وإن دقا. It's kufr, it's disbelief to actually free yourself from a nasab, from a lineage that you belong to. And also there's another wording where as-sab fi al-niyaha, as-sab fi al-ansab is also kufr. As-sab al-ansab or sab fi al-ansab is also considered to be kufr, disbelief, to revile somebody's lineage, kufr. And all these are aspects of kufr, amali, kufr in action. If you kill a Muslim, it doesn't mean that you've left Islam. This is kufr in action. If you revile a Muslim, is sin. Na'am. If you insult somebody's lineage, this is kufr in action. When does it become kufr al-i'tiqadi? If you deny anything from the sharia, a sharia that is known by necessity, an aspect from the sharia that is known by necessity, like salah, you deny it. Ma fi salah. Juhudan. All the ulama agree that you become a kafir. As for laziness, there's difference of opinion. And that's a long story, I think we already covered that. Na'am. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and other than that, يعني, the details already mentioned in the previous durus. ونحو هذه الأحاديث مما قد صحى وحفظ, and similar to these hadith which are authentic and have been memorized, فإنا نسلم له. Then we يعني accept these narrations, يعني we submit to them. وإن لم نعلم تفسيرها, even if we don't know the explanation. ولا نتكلم فيها, nor do we speak about it. ولا نجادل فيها, يعني speaking to deny it or arguing to deny these narrations. ولا نفسر هذه الأحاديث إلا مثل ما جاءت. We do not explain it just as it has, accept that which it has come. لا نردها إلا بأحق منها. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظ الله, after translating that statement from Imam Ahmad, لما ذكر النفاق أنه إظهار الإسلام وإبطان الكفر أورد أحاديث في علامات المنافقين فغير الإمام أحمد بين النوعين بين قوله ثلاثة من كنا فيه فهو منافق هذا على التغليظ, يعني لا يقصد الرسول أنهم منافقون عقائديا يبطنون الكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر. So the same as what Sheikh Rabi said, that what the Imam Ahmad rahimahullah is trying to show you, the two types of kufr and the two types of nifaq. There is the greatest kufr of belief, which takes you out of Islam, and there is kufr in action, which doesn't take you out of Islam. You're still a Muslim, but you are sinful and an oppressor to yourself. And likewise nifaq, There is a nifaq i'tiqadi which takes you out of Islam, and that will be the lowest of the hellfire. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي دَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That will be the lowest of the hellfire. And likewise, the nifaq amali, then they are the ones who have hypocrisy in action. When they speak, they lie. This is not allowed. But that's a trait from the hypocrites. And when they promise, they break their promise. And then when they're entrusted with something, they don't keep their trust. This is hypocrisy in action. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah says, he's not trying to show you from the hypocrisy in action that is actually like the hypocrites who will be in the depths of the hellfire, who don't believe in Allah and His angels and His books and so on. No, they believe in that. But they have hypocrisy in action. And they have disbelief in action. هذا لا هذا النفاق آخر على التغليظ يعني فيه خصال في من خصال المنافقين ويسميه العلماء بالنفاق العملي ثلاث من كنا فيه فهو منافق إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أنتم من أخان as we have just mentioned وفي رواية إذا خاصم فجر وإذا عهد فخذر and likewise another wording which is in Bukhari that when he argues فجر he loses it basically he loses it fiery nature becomes this is the example of another trait of the munafiqun in action. When he argues, he loses his temper. So if you are advising or discussing, don't lose it. This is not from the good traits to have. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ And also when he يعني, promises or makes an oath, he actually doesn't keep to it. Makes a promise, he doesn't keep to the ahd. هذه علامات تسمى علامة المنافقين نفاقا عمليا يعني ليس عندهم كفر باطن They don't have a كفر inside their heart They just have actions of كفر Or they may have نفاق of كفر يعني نفاق sorry of actions And this is why Imam Bukhari رحمه الله has chapter headings in his Bukhari كفر دون كفر and نفاق دون نفاق To show you the two types نعم Here another narration which says من كن فيه whoever has this كان منافقا خالصا he is a pure hypocrite and here Sheikh Rabi says فقد يكون منافقا مئة بمئة he may be 100% a hypocrite وقد يكون عنده نفاق عملي and he may be he may have نفاق عملي and نفاق in action so that person who does this he could be because he has other traits he may have also نفاق اعتقادي along with his نفاق عملي so his that's why Rasul said he is منافق خالصا he's referring to that one ولكن يجب أن نحذر من هذا الذي إذا وعد أخلف so we must warn also against the نفاق عملي the hypocrisy in action when he promises he breaks his promise you shouldn't do that this is not allowed because you may fall into hypocrisy in action إذا حلف كذب when he swears he lies وإذا تمن خان when he's entrusted he breaks his promise وإذا خاسم فجر and when he argues he loses his temper والله يجب أن نسيء به الظن and we must also have bad opinion over him وأن نحذر منه and warn against him يعني warn against others falling يعني into his harm because he's a liar he lies to people he deceives people he breaks his promise so he wants to borrow money from others you tell others hey, to keep away from him don't let them borrow money to him why because yani he's only show us bad traits bad akhlaq والله يجب ان نسيء به الظن ونحذر منه لان فيه علامات قويه من علامات المنافقين الحقيقيين ونلزم ولكن نكون على حذر we should not يعني نجزم say that he's a منافق no but we be careful of his trait advise him be careful نسوق الأحادي advise him maybe he will listen إن شاء الله and if he doesn't then be careful from him نسوق الأحاديث التي ما نجزم بأن أهل كفار we don't say he's a kafir and disbeliever because he fell into kufr of action Not all kufr in action make you kafir. نعم. وإنما نتوقف فيها وهذا he says and this is what the ahadith refer to. كان بعض السلف يقول ما نفسر هذه الأحاديث وبعض السلف فسروها ليردوا على الخوارج. So some of the salaf never used to explain these ahadith. And some of them only explain it to refute the khawarij. Because the khawarij they used to see action of kufr khalas is kafir. All actions of kufr is kafir. All actions of nifaq is munafiq i'tiqadi, which was incorrect, and so they refuted them by explaining these narrations. من ظهر فيه علامة من هذه العلامات كافر بئة بمئة، وكفر الناس بهذه الأشياء ونحن لا. إما نسوقها للتخويف. So we mentioned these narrations to bring about fear in you, to bring about fear and humility, that you don't fall into these traits of nifaq, of hypocrisy. نعم يا إخوان. سلفي in belief, in action, and also in akhlaq, and also in معاملات, interactions, how you deal with each other. هكذا السلفي. نعم. فإذا مثلا نوقشنا فيها نبين للناس أن هذا نفاق عملي وأن هذا كفر دون كفر. So if somebody is going to argue with us about it or discuss with us about it, then we will explain to them that these narrations are referring to كفر عملي and نفاق عملي. We would actually explain it to them afterwards. لأن الكفر ينقسم إلى كفر أكبر والأصغر. Because كفر is two types, major, minor, and شرك أكبر أصغر. فإذا واجهنا الغلاة من الخوارج قلنا والله هنا نضطر. So we are forced to mention this clarity because of the خوارج. أن هذا كفر دون كفر، كفر أصغر. إذا رأينا العوام ينخدعون ويندفعون في هذه المعاصي نخوفهم، نذكر لهم الأحاديث تخويفا لهم ولا نفصلها لهم. So as for a عامي general person, we just say those narrations in general. We don't actually go into detail. But if we see the khariji causing fitna and causing problem, we will mention the detail for them, so they don't actually go around calling them Muslims kuffar. هذا ظاهر مذهب أحمد. This is what is apparent from the madhab of Ahmad. والدليل على هذا ما ورد لأنه يخالف الخوارج في أحكامهم إذ هو من أشد الناس حربا عليهم. So this is what is apparent, and this is what opposes the manhaj of the khawarij, يعني in their rules and regulations, because he is from the ones who are firmest against them. So he clarifies these narrations. هكذا السلفي. How you go into the arena of the da'wah and you don't know how to explain these affairs, يا أخوان. طلب العلم is good, والله. It's a path of Jannah. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله طريقا إلى الجنة. Saves you from Jannah, from Nar, يا أخوان. One of the reasons for you to be away from Nar. So طلب العلم is good. But طلب العلم is long period, ya ikhwan. So advise the shabab, all of them, and what the mashaykh advise us as well, that don't be a tawaylib on the path. You learn for a short period of time and then you left the ilm. You will forget the Arabic language, and you will forget the Quran, and you will forget the sunnah, and you will forget the athar, and you will forget, and you will forget, and you will forget. And you will forget the ahkam, and you will forget the experience, the khibra that the ulama have. So be a talib all your life, just like the a'imma wa tulab all their lives, and they were humbled with their ilm. They were humbled with their ilm. For those who learn for a short period of time, you find the knowledge has not humbled them as much as somebody who's learned much longer. When you see the alim, you want to cry in front of the alim because of just sitting in front of the alim, the haybah he has, that awe that you just feel just from the alim himself, because you know he's been through a long period of study. And he sat with the ulama al-kibar. So when you sit with the ulama, you feel that from them. And you get that from them, the himmah, the concern that they have. And for those who haven't studied much, like ourselves, we're not like, they don't feel the same. And we say ourselves because it's very little what we have done. Very little. And we say that in front of all of you and in front of the angels. Very little. Why? Because we don't, if at the end of the day, we don't... Whatever you learn is only little of what Allah has given you. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that in the Quran. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given knowledge except little. When you recognize that, then that is what is beneficial, ya ikhwan. When you feel you have been given much, then know that you have not recognized ilm. Because ilm humbles you. وَمَذْهَبَ السُّنَّةِ لا يكفرون أهل الكبائر فمثلا وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ترجعوا بعد كفارا ضلالا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. So the statement of Ahl al-Sunnah is that they do not make takfir of those who have committed major sins. So the Prophet ﷺ said, don't return after me kuffar, misguided, hitting or striking the necks of each other. Kuffar, But that means they're not kuffar, which takes them out of Islam. The Khawarij, however, as long as you kill somebody or do a major sin, you're kafir. Allah, and Shaykh Rabbi says, Allah says, وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا. He called them believers, even though they fought each other and they killed each other, he still called them believers, meaning they didn't leave Islam because of killing. So the word kuffar in the hadith doesn't mean kuffaran i'tiqadi. He called them kuffar. لَا تَرْجِعُ بَعْدِ كُفَّارًا. Don't become kuffar after me. Kuffar in what? In action, not in belief. Killing killing others, yani striking the necks of others, of other Muslims, because Allah called them believers in Surah Al-Hujurat. فَنَشْهَدْ لَهُمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَشَاهِدَ لَهُمْ بِالْأُخُوَّةِ وَنَشْهَدْ لَهُمْ بِالْأُخُوَّةِ وَالْإِيمَانِيَّةِ فَشَهِدَ لَهُمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ. So Allah testified to their iman, and He testified to their brotherhood in iman. مَعَ أَنَّهُمْ اقْتَتَلُوا, even though they fought, and some of them fought with swords. لكن إن كان هذا الذي سل السيف وقاتل المسلم مستحلا لذلك فهو كافر. As for the one who brought out his sword to kill a Muslim, say it's halal for me to do that, then this is the kafir i'tiqadi. This is the one who does it as from his belief. It's halal. He's made halal that which is haram. But the one who didn't do that, he fell into dispute. Then that's kufr in action. وإن كان يرى حرمة دم هذا المسلم وإنما لشهوة شهوة وغرض وأحقاد وأحقاد وأشياء مع أنه يرى أن هذا القتال حرام فهذا ليس بكافر. So if he kills another Muslim, even though he knows the Muslim's blood is honorable, it is sacred, but because of some desires and some of jealousy that he fell into, he went and killed him, then this is a person who is a Muslim, ليس بكافر وإنما عنده كفر دون كفر كفر عملي لا يخرجه عن الملة. ولهذا فسر أبو عبيدة وغيره وابن تيمية وأئمة الإسلام كلهم هذه الأحاديث التي تعلق بها الخوارج وذهبوا يكفرون بها المسلمين بارتكاب هذه الكبائر بالزنا وشرب الخمر والقتل والقتال وما شكل ذلك فيكفرونهم. أهل السنة شرحوا هذه الأحاديث بمثل ما قلنا لكم. So أهل السنة like ابن تيمية رحمه الله clarify these أحاديث just as we have said to you, he says. وكذلك لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. The one who's committing zina, he's not a believer while he's committing zina. Does that mean he's not kafir because he's not a mu'min? No. يقام عليه الحد. He's to be punished. إما رجما وإما جلدا. Either he is punished with stoning if he's muhsan, or by whipping if he's only a single person, he didn't have relations before. لو كان كافرا يأتي قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بدل دينه فاقتلوه. حكمه القتل فقط. يستتاب فإن تاب وإلا قتل قتل ردة لا قتل حد. And as for the other narration which mentions clearly he's a disbeliever, is the one who leaves his deen. This is the one who leaves his deen. And when the leader of Muslims pulls him to account, I need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he repents, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't, then the leader deals with him. Yani, the leader kills him, the killing of a ridda, of a murtad. Of a murtad, which basically means he's leaving Islam, having left Islam. It's not for you and me, for the leader of the Muslims. وَالسَّارِقُ تُقْطَعُ يَدُهُ حَدًّا. And the one who thieves, likewise his hand is cut, حَدًّا. Because Allah said, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُ أَيْدِيهُمَا. Male and female, if they were to commit burglary, stealing, then their hands are cut off. لو كان كفرا يقتل ولا تقطع يده. If it was kufr, then he will be يعني brought to the sword to repent. But he's not. His hand is cut off only. So how can he be called a kafir? How can he be called a kafir? This is refutation of the Khawarij and the Takfiris. الأخذ بالشريعة بارك الله فيكم بكاملها وجميع بين وجمع بين النصوص. لكن الذين في قلوبهم زيغ يتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. وأهل السنة يأخذون بالمحكمات ويردون المتشابهات إلى المحكمات. فهذه النصوص المتشابهة يردونها ويجمع بينها ولا يضرب بعضها بعضا ببعض كما يفعل الخوارج وكما يفعل غيرهم من أهل البدع من المرجئة والمعتزلة وغيرهم. يتعلق بشبهة نص ويذهب يخترع به بدعة. So here Sheikh Rabih Abdullah says, you find the innovators, they follow the mutashabihat, those doubtful matters, those doubtful matters, seeking fitna, seeking to cause problems in society. Naam. And as for Ahlul Sunnah, they take the mutashabihat back to the muhkam. The doubtful matters, they take it back to the matters that are clear, to understand the doubtful matters, to understand those affairs. So they don't just do cut and paste, but rather they understand the text once they gather all the text. As Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimullah said, we didn't understand the hadith until we wrote it from 30 different ways. Then we understood the hadith. Ahl bid'ah, they take one way and they build a whole dome over it. One hadith or one text and they build a home dome over it, as if that is the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, which in reality they oppose. أما الراسخون في العلم, as for those who are firmly rooted and established in knowledge, فهذه طريقتهم الجمع. Look, their way is to gather the narrations. بين النصوص والتأليف بينها, to understand and not to reject these narrations. Like أهل البدع, the Sufis, and the Ash'aris, they reject the hadith of Jariya. أين الله, it's in Sahih Muslim. They say it's ضعيف. كيف يا أخي, from your mind, get the hadith and put it in your pocket. كيف, hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where is Allah? They don't like the hadith, and they don't like the hadith of iftiraq. They put it in their pocket. This is not authentic. They don't like those hadith. They don't like the hadith of Irbad ibn Sariya, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي, عضوا عليه بالنواجد وإياكم محدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة. They don't like these hadith because these hadith is calling you to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of khulafa al-rashidin, not to follow them, not to follow these individuals who have opposed them. So they don't like this hadith. So they will blankly say, oh, this hadith is not authentic. Have they studied those hadith? The ulama of hadith precede them in that. Barakallahu feekum. والتأليف بينها والتوفيق بينها بحيث يمكن العمل بالجميع. فنقول كفر دون كفر في مثل هذه النصوص. So in these affairs, the ulama, they gather the texts. And they say that disbelief has levels. That kufr has levels. Kufr in belief, kufr in action. ويكون علينا أن نطلق الكفر في مواضعه. So we are careful whenever we mention kufr, something is kufr, we are careful. We don't go around blanket statement, it's kafir, it's kafir, it's kafir. Like Hizb al-Tahrir, why all the rulers are kuffar? All of them, yaqi. Did you establish the hujjah on every single one? صلى الله سلامة. ولكن نعتقد أنه كفر دون كفر. وإذا كان كفرا أكبر مثل التكذيب لله ورسوله أو سب الله. And if it is كفر أكبر, like for example, يعني disbelieving Allah and His Messenger and cursing Allah and cursing the Messenger, or rejecting an affair that has been agreed upon, that is known by deen by necessity, أو إنكار ركن, or to negate a pillar from the pillars of Islam, to negate that, disbelieve in that, like the Salah and the Saum and the Zakah, and disbelieve in the angels and disbelieve in paradise and this being the hellfire, or other than that, similar to that, this is kufr akbar. This is the greatest kufr, which takes a person of Islam, he says. Or istihza'u billah, to mock Allah, to mock the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to mock his book, yani the book of Allah, or to have i'rad wa istikbar, arrogance and haughtiness and pride from accepting the truth, yani that which is united upon, that was known, is truth, is haqq. هذه كلها مكفرات. All of these are issues of takfir, of kufr. تخرج عن الإسلام. نعم, you come out of Islam. فهذه صاحبها كافر كفرا يخرج عن الملة. وأما ارتكاب المعاصي, as for falling into sins, such as these narrations have mentioned, sins of hypocrisy in action and sins of kufr in action, then this does not take you out of Islam. This is kufr duna kufr. Wal muhim, and what is important is that whoever says to his brother, oh disbeliever, it falls on one of the two, kufr duna kufr. Illa idha kana yaqsud anna hadha al muslim alladhi yasubbuhu yaqulu lahu anta kafir li anna dinaka kufr. So if he says you, it's calling a Muslim brother, you are a disbeliever because your deen is based upon disbelief, then the one who says that is a kafir. See how the yani how serious this affair is. فَهَذَا كَافِر. As for the one who says it, he doesn't actually mean his deen. Yani maybe he means kufr in action. But most of those khawarij, they mean in the deen. Most of those khawarij renegades who go around calling Muslims kufar, they actually mean in the deen, they have left Islam. You know, yeah. Some of them make takfir of themselves. And then they say the shahada, Faisal al-Takfiri. He said, he made takfir of himself. And when they said to him, you made takfir of yourself, Yaqi. He said, Ashhadu la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu anna Rasulullah. He said the shahada again to come back into Islam. Fahada, he says, Naam, the one who does that, who says to his brother, your deen, you are kafir because your deen is built upon kufr, you are a disbeliever, then this one is actually a disbeliever as well. The kufr falls back into him. Fahada kufr haqiqi. This is kufr in reality. Wa amma idha kana mujarrad ghadab. As for if he was just angry and he says to his brother, oh kafir, because he opposed something, this is not considered to be kufr akbar. But many of these khawarij go around, they actually mean it, not out of anger, ikhwan. Check it out, not out of anger, they mean it. So that kufr akbar goes back to them. So be warned, oh takfiri, be warned that the kufr akbar goes back to you. We'll go around calling Muslims disbelievers. Be warned that it will go back to you, Ya takfiri. Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah says here, ونحو هذه الأحاديث مما قد صح حفظ فإنه نسلم له وإن لم نعلم. Imam Ahmad is saying that these narrations, there are other narrations that which are memorized, that which we submit to even if we don't know them. Look what Sheikh Rabi said, هذا تواضع من أحمد. This is humility from Ahmad. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah saying, even if we don't know. Subhanallah. Nowadays, mashallah, we know much. This is what a lot of people go out as if they know much. Little did they realize that Allah says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above everyone who knows is someone who knows more than them. Nah. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, وَإِنْ لَمْ نَعْلَمْ. Sheikh Rabi says, هَذَا تَوَاضُعْ مِنْ أَحْمَدْ وَقَدْ يُرِيدُ بِهَا الْعَوَامِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ تَفْسِيرَهَا فَيُسَلِّمُونَ وَمَا الْفُقَهَاءُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ مِنْ أَمْثَالِ أَحْمَدْ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ تَفْسِيرٌ عَلَى طَرِيقَةِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَحَارَبَ الْخَوَارِجِ الَّذِينَ يَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِهَذِهِ النُّصُوصِ. So look at Imam Ahmad رحمه الله refuting the Khawarij with these principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, showing clearly kufr i'tiqad and kufr amali. Look at this, ya ikhwan. If they were only to follow Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, وحارب المرجئة, and he fought the مرجئة الذين يتعلقون بنصوص الوعد, those who only hold on to the نصوص, the text of وعد, of promises, not وعيد, not those who are that يعني of fear, bringing fear of hellfire and so on. وحارب كل الفرق, أحمد, he fought all of the groups, مما يدل على أنه إمام في السنة. So even though he showed this humility, we know that he's an imam in the sunnah. وَيُعْرَفُ أَيْضًا تَفْسِيرَ هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ. And he knows the explanation of this hadith, even though he himself said, وَإِنْ لَمْ نَعْلَمْ. It could be that he's speaking in general, even we don't know it, not necessarily himself. That's what Shaykh Rabbi says. And if it meant himself, then this is tawadu' from Ahmad. Because the Messenger said, "Man tawadha 'alillah rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. Naam. The Messenger used to sleep on the ground. The marks of the mat would be on his back. And Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said to him, Look what the kings have and look what you have. The Prophet said to him, "Ala tadha an takuna lana fil akhirah wa takuna lahum fid dunya?" Are you not happy that this is for them in the akhirah, in the dunya, and it's for us in the akhirah? Rasulullah was mutawadhi'u Allah. When he was given the victory of Makkah, do you think his head was up? The narration says that if his head was lowered, he walked into Makkah like this. And the mashaykh, they mentioned because he was humbled. He was humbled by the victory that Allah gave him. Nowadays, look at the Muslims, Santullah, the misguided groups, how they are. They're not humbled by the Nusus, by the Quran and Sunnah, al Fahm al-Salaf. They're not humbled. They become more arrogant. Qala,
So it's not a show, ya ikhwan. This deen is not a show. It's not a label that you carry. It's not just a tag, a label that you put on your back. This deen is real, man. This deen is real. It's about rectifying yourself. It's about being better. It's about saving yourself from the hellfire, as fuel is men in stone. It's about trying your best to get to Jannah. It's about saving yourself from the punishment of the grave and your families. It's about trying your best. It's about learning your deen. The more you learn and you're humbled with the knowledge that you learn, then you become more fearful. And you become more hopeful to meet Allah. So whoever likes to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. قَالَ وَالْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ مَخْلُوقَتَانِ قَدْ خُلِقَتَا كَمَا جَاءَ عَنِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So paradise and hellfire has been created, just as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةُ. This is Imam Ahmad rahimahullah saying this. دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ فَرَأَيْتُ قَصْرًا. I entered paradise and I saw a castle. وَرَأَيْتُ الْكَوْثَرَ. And I saw the fountain. وَطَلَعْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And I looked into paradise. فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلُهَا كَذَا. And I saw most of the people of paradise are so and so. In one narration, the poor. And 500 years before the rich, the poor will enter Jannah. وَطَلَعْتُ فِي النَّارِ. And I looked into the hellfire. فَرَأَيْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. What did he see? Most of the people of hellfire were women. Because of kufr al-ashira. Because of denying the good that their husbands have given them. Masallah salam. The husband gives so much and so much, working day and night. This, she said, I never see any good in you. This is a reason for her to enter hellfire. Masallah salam. Unless she repents to Allah. That's why the Prophet said to them, save yourself from the fire, even if it's a half a piece of date you give in charity. فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُمَا لَمْ تُخْلَقَا. Whoever says that the hellfire and paradise are not created, فَهُوَ مُكَذِّبٌ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Then he has denied the Qur'an وَحَدِيثَ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he has denied the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَا أُحْسِبُهُ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. And we don't even consider him to have believed in paradise and hellfire, because he says it's not even created. This is what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah says, when he saw the castle, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said he saw the castle, هَذِي مِنْ بَشَائِرِ عُمَر. This is regarding Umar radiallahu anhu. He saw the castle, Ra'a Qasran. He saw the castle that belongs to Umar in paradise, radiallahu anhu. Min dhahab, of gold. وعندهم Ra'a. And there was also a woman inside to tawadda, doing wudu. فقال لمن هذا القصر. He said, who is this castle belong to? قال لرجل من العرب. It was said, this is to a man from the Arabs. قال أنا عربي. لمن هذا. He says, I'm Arab. Who is it for? قال الرجل من قريش. A man from قريش. قال أنا القريش. I'm from قريش. لمن هذا القصر. قال له هذا لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. فأراد أن يدخله. He wanted to enter it. فذكر غيرة عمر. Then he remembered the jealousy of عمر, يعني over his wife and his children and his daughters. His jealousy. So he فاستحيا. Who's saying this? فاستحيا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاستحى. فاستحيا. So he became shy when صرف and he left. فقص ذلك على عمر. That was mentioned to عمر. That was mentioned to عمر. فبكى. So عمر cried. وقال أوى عليك أغار يا رسول الله. Is it you that I'm going to be jealous over, O messenger of Allah? Subhanallah. And that's in Bukhari. الشاهد أن الجنة موجودة. Paradise is present, and in it there is a castle for Umar, which the Messenger has him saw with his eyes. And in there he has also Hur, Een, يعني the women of paradise. And he saw one which is يعني, which is doing wudu. And he saw the Kawthar, the fountain. In a hadith sahih, the Prophet has him saw the Kawthar. And he saw the pool, the Hawd, distance 1 month journey. And 1 month journey that side as well. Yani, a breadth and length. He saw the pool. He says, on one of the minbar, when he's giving khutbah, the Messenger said, Inni arahu al-an. I'm seeing it now. Look at the certainty of Rasulullah. Allah showed him the pool. I'm seeing it now. While he's on the minbar talking to the sahaba, Allah is showing it to me now. The pool. which if you drink from that pool, which is going to be for Ahlul Sunnah only, not Ahl Bid'ah, they will be rejected from entering the and drinking from it. The pool, if you drink from that pool, you'll never feel thirsty again. You drink from that pool, خلاص لا يضمأ بعد ذلك أبدا. Never feel thirsty. You are fasting now, you feel thirsty, you feel hungry, you'll never feel thirsty from drinking from that pool ever again. Subhanallah. It's utensils, it's cups that you drink from, are the amount of stars in the sky. Yani many. Everybody will have it, have his share, will be able to drink from that pool. وقال الله, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to drink from that pool. And we ask Allah for the shafa'at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on yawm al-qiyamah. قال الله تعالى لقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة منتهى عندها جنة المأوى وهذا من الأدلة التي ترد ما يقوله المعتزلة الضلال ترد ما يقوله المعتزلة الضلال. This is a refutation of what the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila reject paradise being in existence, and they reject the hellfire being in existence, and they reject these ahad which are sahih, which are in Bukhari and Muslim and those similar in authenticity. They reject these ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ about the pool and so on and so forth. What are they going to do then? Maybe they're from the ones that are going to be rejected. الذين يقولون إن الجنة والنار غير مخلوقتين. They say they're not created. وإن وجودها من الآن عبث. And to have them created now is actually futile. No sense to be created. They use the aql, you see. When you meet the Hizb al-Tahrir and the Muhajirun, they are aqlaniyun, just like the Mu'tazila. Similar in their thoughts. If a hadith they don't understand it, they reject it. If a hadith has not been reported by mutawatir, they will reject it. By many, they will reject it. Hadith of Amal bin Niyat is in one of the levels, only one narrator, but they will reject this. According to their manhaj, they will reject it. The hadith in Arabic. If they say no, why should we reject hadith mushhur? But it's not mutawatir based upon your qawaid, your principles, is that it only has to be mutawatir. The hadith only has to be narrated by many. So you will reject more than 2/3 of the sharia because you reject hadith ahad. Those narrations that are narrated by few in each chain of narration. What is ahad? Even they differ about the number, how many is in each chain or how many is in each level. They differ. So their qawaid are all over the place. So how do you expect to get the right aqeed and establish Islamic State upon what? Upon batil. وهذا من الأدلة التي ترد. نعم, we mentioned that. قال الله تعالى أعدت للمتقين, as a refutation to those misguided groups who say that paradise is not a present. Allah says it's prepared already for the pious ones in the past tense. أعدها الله, Allah prepared it. هيأها للمتقين, He prepared it for the believers. فهي مهيئة معدة, is prepared, ready. والأدلة كثيرة, and the proofs are many. And the Prophet ﷺ said, طلعت على في النار, I have seen the hellfire. فرأيت كذا وكذا, I saw such and such. طلعت في النار فوجدت أكثر أهلها النساء, I saw the hellfire, so most of the people were women. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. So يا نساء, O women, as well as the brothers, but women in this narration, take heed. Take heed. وطلعت على الجنة فوجدت أكثر أهلها الفقراء, and I saw paradise, I saw most of the people of paradise were poor. حديث صحيح مسلم كتاب الرقائق. نعم. وقال تعالى النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. Regarding Fir'aun and his people, they will be put into the hellfire morning and evening. Where? In the grave. Because after he said ويوم تقوم الساعة, and when the day is established, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, meaning before that there was hellfire for them in the grave. And Hizb al-Tahrir, they denied the punishment of the grave. They say we believe in it as a khabar, as news that came to us, but we don't believe it as a point of i'tiqad, as a point of belief. This is exactly what Omar Bakri used to say more than 18 years ago when we used to see him speaking what he was speaking, batil. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. So after that, the people of Fir'aun will be given a grievous punishment. That is the hellfire. So before that, there will be punishment in the graves. And also the believers, ya ikhwan, the believers who fall into major sins, those Muslims who don't pray, those Muslims who don't fast, or they pray on and off, and they don't keep their ibadah, and they backbite and slander, and they not careful in urinating. The Prophet ﷺ passed by two graves. مر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبرين وقال إنهما لا يعذبان وما يعذبان في كبيرة أما أحدهما and then he said بل إنها كبيرة أما أحدهما فكان لا يستتر من بوله وأما الآخر فكان يمشي بين الناس بالنميمة and in one narration فكان يمشي بين الناس بالغيبة two people punishing the graves as for one of them he was not careful when he's urinating and as for the other He used to go between the people doing tail carrying and backbiting. Tail carrying one narration and backbiting another narration. And as for لا يستتر من بوله, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, Hafidullah, in his explanation of Sunan Ibn Majah, he says in the Durus, he says, Ya Ikhwan, this means two things. Either he did not conceal himself from urinating from the people's eyes, or the urine, he didn't conceal the urine from going to his legs and other parts. So be careful when you urinate. Don't go into those stand-up urines that you get in those. And also, yes, I'm not Sheikh, I'm just brother, but also, yes, istinja, do it properly. Do it properly. Some people don't do istinja, they go to the toilet, and they carry on. They don't even like, you see the kuffar, same, they follow this kuffar way. The kuffar goes toilet, alas, no istinja, nothing, man. And then no washing the hands, nothing, and then he comes shake your hands. Sallallahu salama. This is not clean way. This is not clean. And some Muslims like that, unfortunately, they follow the way of kuffar. They don't do istinja. What's the problem? Get the bottle of water, let everybody see, it doesn't matter, they don't have to be shy about it. Or tissue, and do istinja, because it will go all over your clothes and all over your other parts of your body. So it's not clean. So don't be shy about this thing. It's either that or punishment of the grave. Which is easier? I'd rather have that than punishment of the grave. I'd rather do that. Spend an extra minute or so just to clean myself. This is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guided us for that, to be clean. But some people, they have left the simat or the characteristics of the Muslim how he should be. They've left some of these traits, unfortunately. And they're shy. Maybe they hide the bottle. They don't want anyone to see that he's got a bottle that he's going to wash himself with. Why? Why, Yaqi? This is the deen of Allah. They are the ones who should be shy for not cleaning themselves. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب فالأدلة على وجود الجنة والنار أن الجنة والنار موجودتان مخلوقتان كثيرة جدا منها ما ذكر الإمام أحمد We're on the last two sides, Ya Ikhwan. ومنها الآيات التي قلناها لكم. فمن زعم أنها لم تخلق. Whoever says that they're not created, فهو مكذب بالقرآن. He's denier of the Quran, disbelieving the Quran, the Hadith. ولا يحسبه يؤمن بالجنة والنار. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, I don't consider him believing in paradise and the hellfire because he denies their existence today. وقد يكون في هؤلاء الضلال المنحرفين متأولون. There are maybe some misguided amongst these misguided ones and deviated ones. There are those maybe who are متأولون. They may have the wrong understanding. لا نكفرهم. We don't call them كفار. You see, until you establish the hujjah upon them. وقد يكون فيهم الزنديق. And there could be a zindiq amongst them. الذي يكذب فعلا. فَيَكُونُ زِنْدِيقًا مُكَذِّبًا And he may be a heretic who really denies paradise and this one he disbelieves after the hujjah is piled upon him he disbelieves Imam Ahmad rahimahullah to end he says وَمَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ مُوَحِّدًا يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ Whoever dies from the Muslims from the people of Qibla from the Muslims who is upon Tawheed he is prayed over وَيُسْتَغْفَرْ لَهُ and forgiveness is sought for him ولا يحجب عنه الاستغفار and nor should you withhold from giving him forgiveness ولا تترك الصلاة عليه لذنب أذنبه and nor should you leave off a prayer over him for a sin that he has committed صغيرا كان أو كبيرا whether it's a minor sin or major sin أمره إلى الله his affairs with Allah قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فعصاة المسلمين the sinful disobedient ones amongst the Muslims if they die نصلي عليهم. Then we pray over them. العصاة حتى لو كانوا مبتدعة تجوز الصلاة عليهم. The عصاة, the sinful ones, even if they are innovators, then it's allowed to pray over them. لكن للإمام, however, for the Imam, the leader of the Muslims who has a good station and is well known, he shouldn't really pray for over them. Or it's Allah يصلي على هذا العاصي. Just like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't pray, just like the Prophet didn't pray over the extreme individual. A man, Ghalla, was extreme in an affair, and he died, and he didn't pray over him.